Firstly, flood-impacted Sunshine Coasters and those within the Noosa and Gympie local government areas are being reminded they can apply for financial assistance. There's some confusion around what's available and how to access those funds. We've got a post on our Facebook which might help, with three different payments available, being disaster recovery, disaster allowance and personal hardship assistance grants. Member for Fairfax, Ted O'Brien, has this advice if you're unsure what to do.
There's social media, there's lots of ways of communicating, and people are probably reading all these different ways they can get support. To simplify it, there are two websites and two phone numbers that are most important. The websites are servicesaustralia.gov.au and queenslandqld.gov.au, and look under the community section.
Mozzies are the next concern. We're being urged to overdo it with the bug repellent to protect from any bacterial viruses. There's also been a confirmed human case of Japanese encephalitis in the state's south, with a public health alert issued and hospitals, including Skoo, being put on notice. You'll have to keep those facial expressions in check. Sunshine Coasters will no longer be required to wear masks indoors from 6 p.m. We're being encouraged to carry masks, though, and use them if you can't socially distance. While health officials haven't ruled out reintroducing mandates if needed, especially through the cooler months when flu cases spike. And it's been 12 months since the Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service launched its COVID-19 vaccination program. Since then, the service has administered more than 269,000 doses to locals and visitors.